Chapter 10 A Good Witch. The next morning, the Scarecrow went to Oz's big room, and the small man put a grass brain inside his head.
"Now you'll be very intelligent," Oz said.
"Thank you,"
the Scarecrow said warmly. Then the Tin Woodman arrived at Oz's room. Oz cut a hole in the Tin Woodman's body, and he put a paper heart inside.
"Is it a kind heart?"
the Tin Woodman asked.
"Yes, it's a very kind heart,"
answered Oz.
"Thank you,"
said the Tin Woodman. Next, the lion walked into Oz's room.
"I'd like to have courage now, please,"
he said. Oz gave a green bottle to the lion.
"Drink this," he said. "It'll give you courage."
The lion drank it quickly.
"Are you frightened now?"
asked Oz.
"No, I'm not,"
answered the lion happily. The lion left the room, and the old man smiled.
"I didn't give the Scarecrow a real brain. I didn't give the Tin Woodman a real heart. And there was no courage in the lion's drink,"
he thought.
"But they're very happy anyway."
But Oz could not help Dorothy.
"How can I go home to Kansas?"
Dorothy asked her friends sadly.
"Let's visit the Good Witch of the South,"
said the Scarecrow.
"Maybe she can help us."
"Yes," said Dorothy. "I must find her."
"We'll go with you,"
said the lion, the Tin Woodman, and the Scarecrow. Dorothy smiled at her friends.
"Let's start walking in the morning."
Then the Tin Woodman remembered something.
"You have the magic hat. The monkeys can carry us to her palace,"
he said.
"You're right," said Dorothy.
She put on the hat and she said,
"Fly to me, monkeys."
Many monkeys arrived, and one asked,
"What can we do for you?"
"We'd like to visit the Good Witch of the South," Dorothy said.
The monkeys took the five friends in their arms and they flew into the sky. They traveled over forests and rivers, and then they saw the Good Witch's beautiful palace. The monkeys flew down to its gates.
"Goodbye and thank you," Dorothy said.
They met a girl in a red dress at the gate, and they followed her into the palace. They saw the Good Witch on a beautiful red chair. She wore a white dress, and she was pretty, with long dark hair and kind brown eyes. "What can I do for you, sweet child?" she asked. Dorothy told the witch about the tornado, her new friends, and their journey together.
"I'd like to go home to Kansas," Dorothy said.
The Good Witch smiled at Dorothy. "Your silver shoes can carry you to anywhere in the world," she said. "They're magic. You must hit the shoes together and tell them to carry you home."
"I'll do it now," said Dorothy happily. Dorothy kissed the lion, the tin woodman, and the scarecrow. They all cried together because they had to say goodbye. Then Dorothy took Toto in her arms. She hit the silver shoes together and she said, "Take me home." She flew into the sky quickly. Then she stopped. She was on the ground again, but now she was back on the Kansas prairie.
"My child, you're home,"
Aunt Em shouted. She took Dorothy in her arms and she kissed her.
"I'm so happy to be home again," said Dorothy.
Penguin Readers, The Wizard of Oz, L. Frank Baum, Level 2, retold by Hannah Dolan, illustrated by Peter Cottrell, series editor Sorrel Pitts, read by Patricia Rodriguez, copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2025.